Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, towards the bottom of the Amud. First word on the line is Chodesh Ha'ibur. Those are the first words on that line. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Loi Mishana Lechaverta. Loi mishana lechaverta. What does that mean? Have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, loi mishana mishana lechaverta. Im shana habo'o sricha la'aber. If for some reason Bezdin wanted to make a calculation, predicting that the next year, based on the way the seasons are likely to fall out, that we're going to need to make it into a Shana Mu'ubares, then we do not do so. Ein ma'abrin shana zu mipnei tzerke shana haba'a. Elo hatzricha tis'aber. So how is Rashi learning the words mishana lechaverta? Because we're about to see a Tosfos. Tosfos learns differently. Rashi is learning that Mishana Lechaverto means if you predict that for whatever reason, next year there'll be a necessity to make it into a Shana Mu'uberes. Not quite sure how you're able to make that calculation, but let's say they do make that calculation. So then you cannot make this year a Shana Mu'uberes in order to sort out next year's problems. That's how Rashi's learning Mishana Lechaverta. Ein ma'abrin shana zu mipnei tzarke shana haba'a. You don't make this year into a leap year based on the fact that next year will have a necessity. Now, to be honest, I'm not quite sure why you'd want to make this year Shana Mu'uberes, but either way, that's what Rashi learns, and therefore Rashi concludes, Elo, Hatzricha Tis'aber, the year that needs an Ibur, that's the year that will become a Mu'uberes. Now, have a look immediately at Tosfos, top left-hand side in the Omud. Tosfos begins with the words Loi Mishana Lechaverto. Tosfos quotes Rashi and disagrees. Loi Mishana Lechaverto. Pirish Bekuntras. Rashi learns Shana Zu She'ena Tzricha Lehisaber. If this particular year we don't need to be Ma'aber, Ein ma'abrin, then you are not ma'abrit kedei letakein shana haba'a, in order to fix up next year. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry, ve'ein haloshoin mashma kein. The loshon of the Gemara is not mashma that way. The words mishana lechaverta, says Tosfos, does not sound like you want to be ma'aber this year based on next year's requirements. So what does the Gemara mean? Says Tosfos, the Gemara means something else completely. And what is that? Elon nire, rather it would appear, demairi lechashev, we're talking about the calculation and we're not talking about which year you're making into a mu'uberes. In other words, the ein mechashvin b'shana zu al shana shel achareha. You do not make next year's calculation this year. You cannot calculate this year in order to make next year's calculations. V'afagav d'lei magalim. Even if you're not going to announce it until next year, mikol mokoim, nonetheless, ein mechashvin. You do not make a calculation now, lismoich al oisoi cheshbon, to rely on that calculation, shaloi lasois cheshbon acher, to not require another cheshbon, we don't do such a thing. So now, again, what exactly is the machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos? The Lashon of the Gemara is Mishona Lechaverto, from one year to the next. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is, we are now in Tovshin Pei Gimel. If, for whatever reason, Beis Din come to the conclusion that next year, not this year, next year, Tovshin Pei Dalet, there will be a requirement to extend the year, then you cannot extend Tovshin Pei Gimel on credit. You don't make this year a leap year based on next year's requirements. That's the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Tosfos says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. Nobody is discussing making this year a leap year based on next year's requirements. That's not the discussion. Rather, don't make the calculation this year with regard to next year. Don't convene a Beis Din in Tovshin Pei Gimel to discuss what we should do in Tovshin Pei Dalet. That's what it means. Not when, which year will be a Shanam Uberes, the way Rashi learns it, but rather, when would we make the calculation? Tosfos says, if you're discussing whether Tovshin Pei Dalet should be a leap year, then that discussion must take place in Tovshin Pei Dalet. Don't sit in the previous year discussing next year's cheshbon. That's how Tosfos learns it, which is not like Rashi. Rashi wasn't talking about the calculation. Rashi says the shaila is which year should be a shanam uberes. So Rashi says that don't make this year a shanam uberes in order to preempt next year's requirements. And that Tosfos disagrees with. We're not talking about which year you should make the shanam uberes. Rather, which year, when do you sit and make the calculation? Okay, back into the Gemara. So again, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Ma'abrim Es HaShana Loi Mishana Lechaverto, V'loi Sholosh Shonim Zu Achazu. And neither can you have three years, one after another. You cannot have three successive years of Shonam Uberes. Why? So have a look at Rashi. V'loi shaloi shonim zuachazu she'im kein. Because if so, if you make years number one and two and three successive years into Uberes, then you're going to end up completely out of whack. Sheim Kain Mishtanois Hashonim Mitikunom. Then the years will be completely changed from their tikkun, from the way they're supposed to be, and you're gonna end up totally misaligned. Uboloi Nisan Hashlishi, and Nisan of the third year, because you've made every year an extended one, is gonna end up Be'emtza HaKayetz. We've always discussed Pesach falling out too early. So on occasion, you have to extend the year to make sure it's delayed a bit and it falls out in the Aviv. Now Rashi's telling us sometimes the opposite is also true. That if I have too many leap years in a row, then Pesach will not end up too early. To the contrary, Pesach will end up too late in the middle of the Kayetz. So in the same way as we don't want Pesach too early because that's before the Aviv, we also don't want Pesach too late because then you've missed the Aviv. So you cannot have 3 years in a row of Shanam Uberes. Now, says the Gemara, Omer Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says we have a story that would seem to disagree with the principle that we just mentioned. Why? Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Shimon, Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva, Shehoya Chavush b'Beis HaAsurim. Rabbi Akiva was captured by the Romans, and he was languishing there in jail. Now, Rabbi Akiva happened to be, as Rashi is going to point out to us, a very big boki in the inyanim of Ibur Hashana. As we've discussed on previous occasions, these can be very, very complicated calculations, and it needs somebody who's a big expert to be able to make them. So Rabbi Akiva was a big boki in these inyanim. The problem was that he is at the moment sitting in jail. Says the Gemara, nonetheless, they went to consult with him. The Iber Sholosh Shonim Zu Achazu. And he did, in fact, make 3 years, sounds like in succession, Ishanam Uberes. Now, didn't we not say the exact opposite, that you cannot have 3 years as Ishanam Uberes? And that, therefore, is the Gemara's kasha. So how can you say that you can't have 3 years of Shana Muberes, but Rabbi Akiva did that year? In the Beis HaSurim, he did exactly that. He made three successive years a Shana Muberes. Omru Loi, so they turned round to Rabbi Shimon and said, I'm sorry, your story that you're quoting from Rabbi Akiva is not a kasha. Omru Loi Misham Raya, question mark. Are you trying to bring a proof from there? You didn't understand the story. Bezdin Yoshvu Vekovu Achas Achas Bizmano. Bezdin afterwards reconvened and they made each one a Shonam Uberes in its correct time. In other words, what did Rabbi Akiva do in jail? Rabbi Akiva did not fix three successive years as Shanam Uberes, because that, we said, you cannot do. Rather, he made the calculations based on his expertise, saying which of the 3 years in the next, I don't know, 10 years or so is going to be a Shanam Uberes. But then the Bezdin, when that particular year came along, they reconvened and they announced it as a Shanam Uberes. So in fact, there were no three successive years as Shanam Uberes. Have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Bezdin Yoshvu V'kavu Kol Achas V'achas Bizmano. Says Rashi, therefore you misunderstood the story. V'loi Ibru Gimel Shonim Ritzufais. Therefore, don't worry, nobody was guilty of making three successive years a Shonim Uberes. That's not what happened. V'loi Zu Achazu Hayu. These 3 years that we're discussing were not consecutive. They were not one after the other. Rather, Elo. Rather, the story was as follows. Mipnei Sherebe Kiva Chocham Godoil Hoyo. Because Rebbe Kiva was a tremendous Chocham, Uboki Be'ibur Hashano, and he happened to be an expert in this Indian of being Ma'abar the Shano. The problem was they were very worried that he's going to be killed. Vaho Oimed Lehorig. He stood to be killed. He was languishing in jail. We know he eventually was killed. So the Bezdin were very nervous. How are we going to be able to decide the union of Ibur Shonim in the coming years? Rabbi Akiva is the big expert, and it looks like he's about to be executed. So they decided, well, let's quickly consult with him now before he gets killed. And he'll be able to basically tell us the cheshvonos for the next few years. Ba'u Bezdin. V'yoshvu imoy. So the Bezdin came to visit him in jail. They sat with him, v'iyanoi, and they examined be'ibur gimul shonim. But v'loi retzufois. They were not retzufois, they were not consecutive. It's true, they discussed the inyan of three leap years, but not that they made three successive years leap years. That's not what happened. Elokol achas bizmano. Each one, bizmano, in the correct time, they re-announced that it was a Shanam Uberes. Now, do you remember what we learned yesterday? Remember we said that essentially you should not be making the calculation too early. But b'shas adchak, if there's extenuating circumstances, like, for example, for whatever reason you think you won't be able to convene a Bezdin in time, then you can make the calculation. but you're only megale the calculation in the correct time. Says Rashi, that's exactly what happened. The ha'omrinon, because we said before, previously, mipnei hatchak, where there is a shas hatchak, chashuvi machshavinon, we can make the calculation, but giluye loy megalinon, but we're not megale it. So this was therefore a classic shas hatchak. Why was it a shas hatchak? Because they were worried that Rabbi Akiva would no longer be around in later years. So they sat with him now and they said, right, let's make now a plan for the next 10 years. And he predicted with them when he thought the next three Shonim Mu'uborois should be, not consecutive. How are you allowed to make a calculation so long before the event? The answer is because it's a Shas Hadchak. And then when the correct time came, then indeed they announced it. They were Megale it to the Rabbim. But nobody was guilty of making 3 years in a row Shonim Mu'uborois.
This opens up so many questions. You know, because first of all, was Rabbi Akiva the only person? There's no one bed, Dayan. The Beis Din is supposed to be more than one. So he's the only person, he was the bookie.
Right, Rashi says he was the bookie.
There's no other people. That's number one. Number two, what were they going to do after he died? And number three, what about now you have a bookie and he's getting older? So they sit with all the Dayan that are getting older and they might be going dying in the next few years. And
right, that could be a Shas Hadchak, right? That was exactly the case. That was exactly the case of Shas Hadchak that Rashi said. Rashi said, what's a Shas Hadchak? That there won't be a Beis Din with experts. It's a very rare thing to have a bookie in these Inyonim. So look at the next Rashi. Skip the end of the Rashi we're learning. Look at the end of the next Rashi. Mishom Raya, Beis Din Yoshvu Acharei Kain. After they sat with Rabbi Akiva, who was the big expert, the expert that only comes around once in every decade or so. Acharei Kain, after that, Bekol Shnas Ibur Ve'ibur. Each time the Shnas Ibur came along, the Kavuha, and they then affixed that particular year to be a Shonim Mu'uborois, v'loy somchu al oisai minyan. They didn't totally rely on the calculations made Rabbi Akiva. In other words, to say, right, it's all been fixed up years ago. No. Ela, Rashi reiterates, lefi shahoyo Rabbi Akiva chochem godol. It's because Rabbi Akiva was the great chochem in this topic. So therefore, they had to chaparayim. Therefore, iyanoi b'shloshtam b'yomov. That's why they wanted to sit and try and predict as many as they could. So that's why, says Rashi, so they sat with Rabban Gamliel, and they knew he was about to be killed, and they were kaveya the 3 years that will be the next Shonim Mu'uborois. But when it came to that year, then enochanami. They had to be kaveya it once again, and they did not rely totally on the cheshbon made by Rabbi Akiva at the time. Okay. Says the Gemara, now this will be an interesting halacha, and I'm curious as to whether Art Scroll have a comment on this, because you'll see everybody here will have a question, at least should have a question. Tanu Rabbanon ein ma'abrin es hashana loy b'shvius v'loy b'moitza shvius. We do not make shmita or the year after a shmita into a leap year. So what's the kasha that everybody's going to have? I hope last year Rabbi Isai was a shmita and it was a leap year. The Gemara is saying over here that Shemitah cannot be a leap year, but last year, Tovshim Pei Beis was indeed a leap year, and it was a Shemitah. So let's have a look at Rashi before we look at Rabbi Artscroll. You're on mute, Larry.
That means according to that, it would be only, I see what you're saying, every 7 years, right?
So let's have a look. Look at Rashi on the second wide line. Loi b'shvius. Why would we not make Shvius into a leap year? Because lefi she'ma'arichin aleihen isur avodas karka. Because if you make Shemitah a leap year, so then you're making the issa of avodas karka, of working the land, you're extending the issa. We don't want to extend that issa. We don't want to have a 13-month period of not being able to work the land. 12 months is already difficult. To make 13 months will be over difficult. And therefore, we don't make Shemitah into a leap year. Says Rashi, next Rashi, so too, v'lo b'motzei shvi'is, b'shminis, on the eighth year of the cycle, which means we're now currently in the eighth year. The eighth year, obviously, is the year after Shemitah, which is also really the first year of the new cycle. So what's wrong with making this year a leap year? After all, there's no issa avodas karka this year. That was only an issue last year. So why can't this year be a shana mu'ubara? Says Rashi, v'loy b'motzei shvi'is b'shminis, lefi shekolo hayoshon. Because all of the yoshon, all of last year's tevua, whatever there was, has obviously been finished because there was a lack of tevua during the Shemitah. Ma'arichin aleihem isur hachodosh. So therefore, we don't want to be ma'arich the issa of chodosh. Remember, we discussed previously that one of the cheshbonos the Bezin would have to make is whenever you make a leap year, you are pushing off Pesach, which means you're pushing off the issa of chodosh. So people will have to wait an extra month for the new tevua. So on a regular year, okay, maybe we could just about cope with that. But when the previous year was Shemitah, which means there's a distinct lack, a shortage of tevua in the field. So when the new tevua begins growing now, we don't want to push off the issa chodosh. Now, I'm curious, Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Leo or Rabbi Larry, anybody's got art scroller, do they point out any comment about how it is that nowadays Shemitah can be a leap year?
Of course, the Rambam. Mm-hmm. According to Rambam, the Brisa means only that we do not extend the Shavuos year because the roads had deteriorated. If it was necessary to adjust the cycle of lunar months, or if the crops ripened late, however, even a Shavuos year is extended. According to this, it's possible for a Shavuos year also to be a leap year. Let's then see, however, the Ramor's comment on the Rambam and Kesef Mishneh, where they challenge Rambam's position mm-hmm. from an earlier Baraisa.
Uh-huh. Okay, the truth is it could be that nowadays is different anyway, because obviously the calculations of the Schmidt of the Shonamul Beres nowadays are not the same as they used to be. The Cheshbonos are not so much based on the whether the tevuah is growing in the field, and the issa of chodosh, etc., etc. More so, the inyan is really whether the Pesach should be in the Oviv. So maybe when the Gemara says you cannot have Shana Mu'ubaras in Shmita, that's only referring to the Zman of the Beis Hamikdash and not nowadays. Either way, says the Gemara, so you cannot have year 7 or year 8 as a Shana Mu'ubaras. Year 7, because we don't want to extend the Issa Malocha in the Karka. Year 8, because we don't want to extend the Issa Chodosh, says the Gemara. So, Eimosai Regilin La'abir. So, when would they quite frequently make a Shana Mu'ubaras? The answer is Erev Shvi'is, the 6th year. If you don't want to make the 7th year, you don't want to make the 8th year into a Shana Mu'ubaras, says the Gemara, the time would be Erev Shvi'is. Look at Rashi on the first very wide line. The Erev Shvi'is. Lohoisif lohem chodesh la'avodas hakarka. We're very keen to make the 6th year into a Shana Mu'ubaras. For the very reason that we don't want to make the 7th year into a Shana Mu'ubaras, that's precisely the reason that we do want to make the 6th year. Because if you have the 6th year as a Shana Mu'ubaras, then it's an extra month to do Avodas HaKarka. So prior to the Shemitah year, when then you will not be allowed to do Avodas HaKarka, So you can cash in with an extra month and have now an extra month to do Avodas HaKarka.
Cool question. With respect to Motzei Shviz, the argument that Rashi is putting forward seems to be a little bit counter to something you said the other day, which is the saying that there will be enough grains for 3 years. So he's saying there wouldn't be enough because it's all used up at the end of Shemitah. So it's enough time to ensure the new crops to grow. But if there's enough tefuah that's existing for 3 years, then that's not quite right.
Fair point, because the Gemara, the Torah does predict that if ever keeps Shemitah, v'tzivisias berchasi, Kadosh Baruch Hu will instruct his bracha, and they'll end up 3 years of tefuah. So you're saying, what will be the problem with regard to Chodosh, as an abundance of tefuah? Okay, fair question. Fair question. Okay, look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, shel beis Rabban Gamliel hayu ma'abrin b'motzei shviyas. The Beis Din of Rabban Gamliel, contrary to what we just said before, they would make motzei shviyas, the eighth year, into a shana mu'baris. We just said in the name of the first opinion, the Tana Kama, that you don't make motzei shviyas, which is the year we're in now. We don't make that into a shana mu'baris. But Rabban Gamliel's Beis Din, they did exactly that. So what's going on? What's the Shaila? What's the Machloikas? Why was Rabban Gamliel not concerned that if you make this year Shana Mu'baris, you're pushing off the Zman of Chodosh, and people are going to be languishing now with no food for an extra month? So have a look at Rashi. On the first very wide line. Says Rashi, Shel Beis Rab Shimon or Rabban Gamliel, different Girusois, Ma'abrin B'moitzah Shviyas. They would make the Shana Mu'baris the eighth year, Ve'ein Choyshishin, and they were not concerned in Kilo Hayoshon, if the old Tavua has been finished off, and you're now going to push off the Issa Chodosh, they were not concerned with that. Why not? The Kosova, because that Beis Din held, Mevin Yerek V'Tavua Mechutz La'aretz L'Eretz Yisrael. You can import. So what are you worried about that you're delaying the Issa Chodosh? You can always import Tavua from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. That which had been planted and grown in Shemitah, which is no problem at all in Chutz La'aretz, v'hitiram oimer shal shviyas, and the korban oimer last year has long permitted that. So if there's no problem of chadosh without tevuah, so all of that can be imported. Well, it sounds like such a good argument. So what is the counter argument? We have two opinions over here. Can you make the eighth year into a Shana Mu'baris? The first opinion says, no, you can't, because then you're going to be stuck without Tavuah. But Rab Shimon or Rab Gamliel's Bezin said, there's no problem at all, because you can always import. Well, if you can always import, so why did the first opinion not hold of that? So the Gemara explains, says the Gemara, Uba Plukta Dahani Tanoi. And this machloikus is in fact a machloikus, a long-standing machloikus tanoim. The Tanya, because we have a brisa. Ein mevin yerek michutz laaretz, v'rabbeisenu hitiru. We actually have a machloikus. Are you allowed to import yerokos from chutz laaretz into Eretz Yisrael? First opinion says you cannot. Second opinion says you can. Now, we'll see in a moment what the machlokes is. But now we understand the previous machlokes. The first opinion says, do not make the eighth year into a Shana Mu'baris, because then you're going to be stuck without Chodosh, without the new Tavuah. Rabban Gamliel or Rav Shimon's Beis Din said, it's no problem. Because you can always import. So what's the discussion? That's what the Gemara just explained. The discussion is, based on this other machlokes, are you in fact allowed to import from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? If you hold that you can, well, then you're not going to be stuck in the eighth year because you can always import. And if you hold you cannot, well, then you're going to be stuck. So don't make the eighth year Shana Mu'ubaris. Now, what is the reason? Why would there be an opinion that says you cannot import from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, may be nayhu. What is the difference between the two opinions? Meaning, what is the machlokes? Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, choyshashin legushehen ikabinayhu. Gush, the word gush means like a clump or a clod of earth. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi explains on the third wide line. My binayu, what's the difference between the two opinions? But my pligi, what are they arguing about? Choyshashin legushayhu. Do we have to be concerned, Shemo Yovi Imo? Maybe if you import from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, maybe you're going to bring with it Migush Eretz Ho'amim. You might possibly bring, together with the vegetables by accident, some clod of earth coming from non-Jewish territory, Shemetame Bo'oihel. That earth is considered to be Tomei, the Yitame Taharois Shal Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, there is far bigger hakpoda. We're much more careful in Eretz Yisrael about keeping things tahir. So, therefore, if earth is shipped in from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, it could be metame. Now, nobody is in the process of shipping in earth. We're just importing vegetables. The question is, do you have to be concerned that maybe earth will come together with it? And if it does, then basically you're bringing into Eretz Yisrael Tomei earth, which will be Metame the Taris. Says the Gemara, that in fact is the entire Machloikas. The first opinion that says you're not allowed to bring Yerokos into Eretz Yisrael, he holds that what? Don't bring Yerokos into Eretz Yisrael because we're choishesh that maybe if you bring the vegetables, you'll also bring in a clump of earth, and that'll be metame the taharis. Whereas the second opinion says it's no problem. We're not concerned. Doesn't mean you're allowed to bring in tame earth. But we're not concerned that whilst you bring in your vegetables, you may bring in tame earth. So if that's the case, we now understand the first machlokes. Would we make a shana mu'ubaris out of the eighth year? The answer is it depends. If you hold you're allowed to ship in vegetables, you're allowed to import them from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, well, then there's no problem. Because even if in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to end up with a shortage, because it's a Shana Mu'ubaris, and we're pushing off the Zman of Chadash, well, people are not going to go hungry. You can always import. But if you hold like the opinion that says that, no, you're not allowed to import Yerokos from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, well, if there's no Tevua in Eretz Yisrael, then you're stuck. Well, then we don't want to make the eighth year into a Shana Mu'ubaris because then the Korban Chodosh is going to be delayed. People will have no Tavua, and the option of shipping in from Eretz, from Chutz La'aretz is not available.
Do you have to wash off your shoes when you walk from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael?
No, good question. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Now, obviously, tomorrow morning, Bezos Hashem, everybody will be otherwise occupied. With regard to Wednesday morning, I guess we'll play it by ear. If people are still rolling around drunk, then I guess we will not be learning. We'll see. Larry, you planning on getting drunk tomorrow?
I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink. Okay.
Neither do I.
I'll be
doing a lot of davening. It's the biggest feel of day of the year.
It's a big day. And today as well, by the way.
Today during the day?
Yes, today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, in particular, Tehillim Chof Beis is a very, very big thing to say and to daven well. Daven well.
During Tanis Esther, or are you talking about tonight?
No. During Tanis Esther and also tomorrow. Okay. Be well. Have a happy Purim, everybody. And we'll
Purim.
Freilich and Purim.
Thank you.